In Iraq, Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds have still not resolved a nearly three-month standoff over forming a new transitional government. They can't agree on who should get the main jobs in that government, and the uncertainty is especially worrying in light of ever-increasing violence throughout Iraq. Patrick McDonald is the co-bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad, and he talked with us earlier. Let's start with the politics here. Elections were held way back at the end of January. Should be a new government in place. What's holding things up?
Well, you know, these are groups that have very disparate interests, aren't necessarily used to working together, aren't necessarily used to any kind of democratic process, and it's just been very difficult for them to kind of agree on a slot of candidates. Very often, you know, one has the impression that this is viewed by the National Assembly members as a forum for almost anything beyond the discussion of who should have cabinet posts.
And is anybody really talking about who should be the defense minister or the oil ministry head?
Yeah, there's extensive talks kind of in the background and behind closed doors about who should do those jobs. But it's an extremely delicate balancing act. You have a Shiite, largely Islamist slate that has a slight majority. They have to make an alliance with a very secular Kurdish slate. And then there's the question of outgoing Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, who has 40 votes, and who's, depending on whom you talk to, insisting on some substantial part of the new government. And, you know, in the background, you have the U.S. government and who they're pushing and not pushing. And it's a very, very complicated and complex situation.
And every day, reports of more violence. There was an hour-long gun battle with the insurgent forces in the oil fields over a tanker convoy. We're hearing now about twin double bombings, a second car bombing after the first that would injure and kill those who responded to the first bombing, and weekend bombings in Baghdad and Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. Do you think this violence is just going to continue?
The official view, even of the Americans, is that this insurgency will not be defeated for many years. And no one, I don't think, is claiming that the insurgents don't have sufficient arms or manpower to keep up this level of attacks for some time. And we've seen these kinds of twin bombings before. To have two of them in one day is unusual. But we've seen this tactic used before. And we've also seen the insurgents switching tactics, changing tactics, trying to do new things. As the U.S. command acknowledges, it's a very well-armed and very motivated enemy.
We mentioned the elections were held back in January. The United States has always said it's for the Iraqi people to come up with their own government. That appears to be changing now. There is pressure coming from Washington. Tell us about that.
Well, we understand that Washington has been in touch with some top leaders of the Shiite and Kurdish coalitions. What Washington is saying is that they're essentially encouraging them to come to a resolution and stressing the urgency of a resolution before the violence gets any worse. This is a very, very sensitive issue because the notion of alleged or possible U.S. interference in the process is something that the White House in Washington is very sensitive about, and there's already many allegations on the street in Baghdad and elsewhere of U.S. manipulation, and the American government wants to avoid that.
It seems the insurgency could use that even as a public relations tactic.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And they've, in these somewhat apocryphal declarations we hear from the insurgency, they often refer to the transitional government or the interim government as essentially pawns of the United States.
Patrick McDonald is co-bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad. Thank you, Mr. McDonald.
My pleasure.